Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 11th. Yesterday, on the 10th, we missed Kathy Spence's birthday. Kathy is our pianist and she's a wonderful friend. We celebrate you, Kathy, and we want to pray over you and others who have a birthday in July. The birthday blessing. Will you pray with me? Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We are making our way through the book of Exodus. In fact, next week I want to do kind of a recap at some point when I can get my notes together and talk us back through the plagues and now through the Exodus event. Today's scripture is Exodus 13, 17 through 22, and we're discussing here the root of the Exodus. Beginning in verse 17, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them along the road to the land of the Philistines, even though it was nearby. For God said, "The people will change their minds and return to Egypt if they face war." So he led the people around toward the Red Sea, along the road of the wilderness. And the Israelites left the land of Egypt in battle formation. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, because Joseph had made the Israelites swear a solemn oath, saying, "God will certainly come to your aid. Then you must take my bones with you from this place." They set out from Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to lead them on their way during the day, and a pillar of fire to give them light at night, so that they could travel day or night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night never left its place in front of the people. Before we move on, I want to share with you some commentary from my Women's Study Bible. I was reading from the Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says about the pillar of cloud. The pillar of cloud and fire first appears here, a visible symbol of God's powerful and mysterious presence guiding them through the wilderness day or night. Given the heat of the desert, the ability to travel at night would have been a relief. Now, I can identify with that, can't you? If I'm going to exercise, it has to be either early morning or very late at night on these hot summer days. More theologically rich conversation might include conversation like, what in the world was that pillar of cloud or fire like? Wouldn't it be amazing today, we think, to be led in those places where we don't have wisdom, by the fire, the Lord leading us? I guess what happens, though, when we don't want to be led and we'd rather do things our way, but the fire's going the right way? Something to ponder, something to think about today, and something to pray about. Lord, we do want to be led by your presence into obedience. We also don't want to be a people who have to have signs from you, but we do welcome clear leading from your Holy Spirit. As one of my favorite verses that I mention to you quite often, Psalm 143, verse 10 says, "May your good spirit lead us in level paths." And that is my prayer for us today. Let's move on over to the Proverbs. We end the Proverbs today with famous Proverbs 31 and the Proverbs 31 woman. What is interesting is throughout the Proverbs, foolishness is also personified by a woman. And here, wisdom is personified by a woman. So if you're a man listening, don't check out. This is for you as well. And what is described here is someone who seeks to be wise in the way that they live and act and move about in the world. Starting in verse 10, in praise of a wife of noble character. Who can find a wife of noble character? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will not lack anything good. She rewards him with good, not evil, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from far away. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household and portions for her female servants. She evaluates a field and buys it. She plants a vineyard with her earnings. She draws on her strength and reveals that her arms are strong. She sees that her profits are good and her lamp never goes out at night. She extends her hand to the spinning staff, and her hands hold the spindle. Her hands reach out to the poor, and she extends her hand to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all in her household are doubly clothed. She makes her own bed coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the city gates, where he sits among the elders of the land. She makes and sells linen garments. She delivers belts to the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she can laugh at the time to come. Her mouth speaks wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women have done noble deeds, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her the reward of her labor, and let her works praise her at the city gate. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This woman at the end of Proverbs seems unreal. She is perfect. So what do we do with this? How do we come to the text and not think, man, I'm really not living up to who she is? We need to be reminded that the Proverbs are teaching us wisdom. And here, this woman is personifying for us what that looks like. A person who is faithful and industrious and not lazy. A provider. Someone who is generous with what they've been given. Someone who speaks with wisdom and love. And ultimately, a person who fears the Lord. And so today, that's what we're praying for, Lord, that you would help us to be wise people. And just as I talked about wanting the Lord to lead me by a fire, that's not how it happens. That's me seeking knowledge. But Proverbs here is helping me seek wisdom, to live by faith, to not pray necessarily to God, tell me what to do next, because I'm seeking knowledge there. Rather, help me to be a wise person. And in what I do, may I be faithful and industrious and generous and to have love and fear of you. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you rescued the Israelites from slavery, and you also rescued us so clearly through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb. Help us to be wise as we finish up Proverbs today. May it soak into our bones. Help us to ask ourselves the questions daily of, am I being wise and faithful and industrious and speaking with wisdom? And most of all, Lord, may we be a people who fear and reverence you. And so in our mind's eye, we turn our attention to you now. I envision you as a parent. I am holding your hand. Lead me in paths of righteousness today, for your name's sake. And as Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, Lord, and you sit enthroned even now. And we love you and we honor you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.